right, you primitive screwheads. Listen up.
Guys, we have a code red.
You mean code red the hospital emergency alert, code red the computer worm, or code red the cherry flavored soft drink from Maker's Mountain Dew?
One ring to rule them all.
One ring to find them.
Oh, Jesus. One ring to bring them all.
And in the darkness, find them.
Do you know what the problem is with you kids today? You guys think that all science fiction started in 1977 with Star Wars.
Where's my super suit?
What?
You tell me what I thought is woman!
What about movies like Forbidden Planet, The Day the Earth Stood Still, Solaris? What about Logan's Run? Did you ever see that?
No, it's probably some dumb sports movie anyway.
Sports movie?
Okay, we've got to put a spotlight on this geek stuff, man.
What the fuck are you bitches babbling about?
We need to bring this to the mainstream, to the people.
Wow, this is even better than I imagined.
We have to show the world that it ain't just about comics and toys.
I have to possess this comic.
Hey, I tried to teach you how to handle comics in the sixth grade, but oh no, you wanted to play Little League instead.
Looks like a really rich fourth grader lives here.
Look at this
place, man. Go look, he's got a billion toys.
I have Amigo Isis action figure.
We're not about dressing up as Green Lantern.
How often does one see a beloved fictional character come to life?
Every year at Comic-Con.
And hoping for that one day, that one fracking day, for Cylon to bring us down a possible space-age future shit.
That's exactly what it's about.
Oh, really? Yeah, this shit ain't gonna work.
Oh, man! I'm still geeking out about it!
All right, look. There's only one return, okay? And it ain't of the king, it's of the Jedi.
Looks like we got more Lucas hounds here to mock Roddenberry.
You'll have to excuse him. He's not down with the trilogy.
There's only one trilogy, you fucking morons.
Oh, Star Wars geek.
Oh, I'm the geek? Look at you two whipping out your preciouses.
I'm gonna kick your ass back to the Shire if you don't shut your fucking mouth.
Where are the stars in this piece of shit?
All right, guys, you have your mission. Go forth and wreak havoc.
I say we stay here and fight it out.
Come on, you fuckers think that just because the guy reads comics he can't...
I'll fucking take all you want. I got a Spider-Man t-shirt. I got Converse that are running on my feet.
Reclaimer.
You're in Halo mode already.
Reclaimer.
Is this going to happen the whole episode? I just need to prepare.
I am 343.
So Kelsey that's the answer Spark. To that question.
I don't know what he's doing.
I'm assuming it's a Halo thing because he said before the show started it was a Halo thing.
What's the big deal about Halo?
What about Halo?
It's a game.
Oh, no, I know that. Is it like a new thing?
No.
I know Halo isn't new. Is there a new Halo thing that you're doing this because?
Nope.
Oh, just random.
Having a Groupon... for your product, is that a sign that something is gone amiss?
No,
seriously, I don't know.
Or new? I think it could also be a marketing campaign.
Because there was a Groupon today for the Xbox One. That's why I saw it yesterday.
Well, what was the deal?
I don't recall. I just saw because I get the Groupon emails.
Yeah.
I thought that I wasn't sure if I should take that as anything.
Yeah, that's
or not. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Because a lot of times I see like third and fourth rate electronics on there.
Yep.
And I know Xbox One is not that bad, but I wasn't sure if that was some sort of indication that maybe things weren't going quite
as... I've seen, like, Life Proof and Real stuff on there, too. I think they're just big enough where they can make bigger deals now.
All right.
I don't know.
Cool. Very cool. I don't have either system yet. PS4 is what I'll be getting.
I don't have either, but I will be getting the Xbox One.
That's fine.
I have both.
Well, and there you go.
Thanks, Microsoft, for my free console.
That's right. And what game is coming out this week or next week? Destiny? Is that the
Destiny.
One that everybody is salivating over?
Yes, yeah. Indeed.
Is that both platforms? Or
that is all of the platforms.
That is all of the platforms.
Except every Nintendo, because who cares?
Because who cares, right?
But if we're playing online, like, can we play with OG if we're on Xbox One and he's on?
Nope, separate servers on purpose because of pixel issues. And I think hardcore gamers and people who kind of do the major league stuff are happy about that. But that bothers me.
But
I would at least like to... I would like to play one or the other at a different time. You know what I mean?
Right.
Like, let's say I switch to PS4 and I want to move my character. I'd like to be able to do that. I think that's kind of bullshit.
There are no games, though, that are cross-platform online, are there?
There are. There have been plenty of them.
Oh, there are? Okay,
earlier
I didn't think that was a thing.
Final Fantasy XI, and there's been plenty where you can play.
Oh, because they have...
Even
right, they
console
have
versus
shared...
PC and stuff like that.
Right.
They have shared servers. So they thought they may... And Bungie even said, I think it was possible we decided not to. And there was a big question about what about even Xbox 360 versus Xbox One, because there's a 360 version of it too and a PS3 version. And they were like, well, the higher resolution actually gives them an advantage, so it's not really fair as a gaming experience. Okay. So I respect that answer.
Sure.
I
know,
but
seems like a seems like a soft answer, though.
Kind of.
But all right. Well, anyway.
Yep.
This is Big Kev's Geek Stuff. This is episode 343.
Uh-huh.
343.
And we're calling it
Never Say Neverland.
There you go. Do you want to go right into it?
Sure.
You might as well.
Well, you do want to go right into it.
Well, that's personal.
So yeah, but he named the whole goddamn episode after.
Is it
TikTok? TikTok.
NBC has released the first photo of Allison Williams as Peter Pan,
and she looks like a boy.
And
so there it is.
She absolutely does.
Digging that Peter Pan.
Well, that's saying what you do in your own personal downtime.
Look, I know
is entirely up to you.
Look, I know what's in those green shorts.
All right.
Under that costume. So
a merkin.
Yeah.
I think it's kind of manly. I mean, it works for what they're going for.
But she doesn't in any way. I'm sorry, you just can't defeminize Allison Williams enough.
Oh, absolutely. Yes, you can.
Yeah, you did.
You could say Allison Williams is very, very attractive. And then you could say Allison Williams dressed as a young boy, not as attractive.
That's correct.
Okay.
Maybe I see. That's my opinion.
I agree.
Maybe I see through the costume, but.
Clearly.
I
think you'd like to.
I would. Who wouldn't?
Okay.
A lot of ace bandages.
You know, I don't think.
I'm betting.
For example, I RuPaul, right?
Yeah.
RuPaul, I don't think she's an attractive, he's an attractive her, you know?
Okay.
So I'm saying, like, you clearly that's his career, right? Is he not transgender? He's transsexual?
Transvestite,
thank you.
Yes.
But he's not gay? Is he gay? I don't know the whole RuPaul deal, but whatever his sub-name is.
Did you just ask
is,
if RuPaul was gay?
It's a little girl from the Brewster Project.
Honestly, I don't know.
Is Napoleon French?
Okay.
Listen,
just because he's a crossdresser does not mean that he is gay.
Eddie Izzard
is the example that I was going with.
That's true.
So, but I don't know enough about RuPaul outside of the character RuPaul to know what his sexual preference is.
Fair enough. That's he prefers sex. That's his preference.
There you go. Anyway, yeah, so the first image has appeared online. She looks like a boy. You think it's attractive.
That's fine. I don't think she looks like a boy is my point.
She does.
I think she very much looks like a boy.
She looks a little bit like Brian Williams.
Yeah, she'd make a good boy, I guess, in that image.
No way.
Andy right. Williams.
No way.
All right.
No way.
That's not the biggest thing that happened in the past week, though.
It
although
isn't?
We've named the episode after it. That is not the biggest bit of news. I mean, of course, since you guys want to discuss it.
No, I do not.
The fappening happened.
Yeah. Why wouldn't we discuss it?
I think it was kind of significant in the online world, which we, you know, dabble in.
Does everybody know what the fappening is?
I think everybody that listens to this show knows what we're talking
about.
They
do.
It's the release of all of those celebrity photos.
Not release.
By that
so
one
much.
Guy. What is his name? OG, funny
enough. I
think
they're calling him Original Man.
But it's original. It is OG. It's Original
Guy
or Original something like
no
that.
No idea.
Yeah, it's like
I
that.
Thought,
yeah.
Is it really? Yeah.
I believe it is, yeah.
So they leaked on 4chan.
That's right.
Leaked. He took them and leaked them.
Right.
And get released. They're out there.
But apparently these are images that he had been cultivating for months.
Yep.
Some he had actually paid for, right? And he wasn't the only one with them. There were tons of people that had these images,
and apparently
they're pissed that he leaked them, because they're a couple of people are saying, well, now you've ruined it for the rest of us,
right?
I read this whole article about it today because I was interested in the follow-up to it. So he wasn't the actual hacker, right? He wasn't the actual hacker. He was just the guy that released them.
Right Yeah.
So but
the FBI is still searching for him, though,
for who the hackers are.
And him
Yeah. Yes. So
and apparently this is like we got the pond scum surface of what was available or what he had.
Well, the guy is threatening to leak more.
Right.
Is he still threatening to leak more? Because I thought he went underground.
And the most fascinating part to this whole story, for me personally, was...
That's what she looks like naked.
No. What was really the victim blaming. Because we talk about victim blaming and all these other circumstances, really right? Me. We talk about how it's terrible to do to victim blame, like in, for example, sexual harassment or rape cases. It's terrible to victim blame. You shouldn't do that. Yeah. But yet people were so quick to just be like, well, why would you take photos? And why would you take naked photos to begin with?
I don't get it. I understand. It's like someone going into your house and then yelling at you for having sex in it.
Right.
That makes no fucking sense to me at all.
I mean,
how dare you in your own bedroom?
Right, exactly.
You asshole. Like, what?
It's, you know... It's just that part of it is really, really fascinating to me. I mean, you know, would I do it? No. Do I think other people should do it? Probably not the smartest thing, but should they be allowed to do it and not have to fear that someone is going to hack it and take it? No, clearly not. And Apple has been kind of quiet about this, right?
No, Apple made an announcement.
Oh, did they make
it? Saying it was not a breach of the iCloud.
But it wasn't a breach of the iCloud.
What they're saying is that they were able to guess their passwords because of how shitty the passwords were.
Okay.
They used security questions to like reset them.
Right.
It wasn't an actual hacking of Apple servers. All the stuff is secure.
So the question is do you think personally, because I don't know the answer, do you think Apple's security system is enough? And are just clever enough? Jennifer Lawrence is just terrible at coming up with passwords. Like,
yeah. Well, now you're victim blaming.
But you know what I mean, though.
Nice swing.
No, that's what they're saying. Yes, that essentially that if you have two-step verification on a strong password, this doesn't happen.
It wasn't an
actual breach of our system. Right. It was, you know, what you can do on the internet, which is you can call Amazon and impersonate someone, especially if they're famous or if they're a journalist, if you remember that whole thing.
That's right.
Because they have a certain authority and can spoof their way through the rest of the stuff. And if their security, if Jennifer Lawrence's security question is, where did you grow up? And she gave that interview in a magazine.
Right.
Someone can have access to that. So they were saying it's security, but it was not a breach of their actual system.
Okay.
Which is kind of convenient because Apple gets to sidestep this huge controversy for the most part in this situation.
I don't know. I kind of still feel like...
I believe that that's the case too. Otherwise, they would have to patch it because they're going to...
It's huge.
They can't hide.
And it's, you know,
like
it wasn't just celebrities too. It was a bunch of just... I mean, the photos, they've hacked dozens of normals accounts too. How do we classify non-celebrities? Is that
non-celebrities. Right. Yes.
Plenty of non-celebrities accounts too from what I was reading. So it was a big thing, but there it is. So that was big this week.
I don't know.
Is there a resolution to it? I don't think there's a resolution to it unless the FBI figures out who the hackers were. But again, it's a group of people. So
the FBI is looking for them. There are more and more leaks. Certain celebrities are saying they're fake. They're not fake.
Right.
And some of them are suing because they think it's illegal, which it is. And that's what's happening.
Most sites have pulled the images, I think, at this point, right?
A lot of sites have pulled the images, but it's the internet. You can't get rid of anything.
Of course.
So if you want to find them...
They're on Reddit.
No, I think even Reddit pulled them.
No, they didn't. Reddit doesn't pull anything because they don't host anything.
Okay.
And so that's why they're allowed to...
Right.
Which is fine. I respect that free speech. I mean...
Absolutely.
You know, whatever. So they're not hosting, so it's not on them.
Right.
So. And apparently, like I said, we only saw the surface of this, and it goes apparently a lot deeper and a lot. There's videos. And
at the same time, I am a little disgusted and annoyed at the people who are like, I can't wait to see more of the leak.
Right.
Like, I get curiosity and everyone wanting to find the pictures. Go find them. Do whatever you want. Like, I get that. You know what I mean? It's out there. But to be like, oh, my God, I need 1,000 more of these. This is clearly a gross violation of privacy, but fuck it. They're famous. Like, I don't necessarily agree with that argument.
Well, everybody thinks it's okay to violate everybody else's privacy, but not have their own privacy violated.
Well, the big point they brought up again, which I still don't understand why no one cares and nothing has changed. The NSA thing, like, the government's been doing this forever.
Right.
You know, now you get to enjoy it.
Yeah, but I guess the difference with the NSA thing, and not that I'm okay with the NSA thing.
Are you going to say security? I don't want to get into this.
No. What I was going to say is the NSA isn't leaking them online.
That's also true.
Right? I mean, it's still shitty that someone's looking at your stuff,
but
at least they're not leaking it.
They're not
putting it on fucking 4chan. Yeah. You know what I mean? Like, there's a difference.
That's true. That's true.
At least in that regard, there's a difference. Nope,
that's a good point. Right? Absolutely different.
All right. We can move forward, I think.
Please, let's do it.
One of the other big things in the news this week actually just popped up this afternoon from Dwayne The Rock Johnson's Twitter account. Kneel at his feet or get crushed by his boot. My honor to become Black Adam, the anti-hero, DC Comics. That was The Rock's tweet this afternoon.
The anti-hero.
So did you hear that he had a choice to play Shazam or Black Adam?
I don't think he actually had a choice. No, he actually said something a couple weeks ago to the effect of, I don't know which one I want to choose.
Yeah.
I don't think he actually had a choice. Yeah. I think that he was in talks to play Black Adam. I think he was just teasing which role it could be. And I think most people thought he was going to be Black Adam for quite some time.
Because, he played a guy in Scorpion King, so it's the same.
Yeah, sure.
Are we getting a Black Adam movie?
Well, he has not been confirmed. He has not been confirmed for Batman Superman.
Right.
At all. Everything that I've read so far seems to point that he will be getting a solo movie. And who knows, maybe he'll appear in a future episode of Justice
League. How does that make sense?
Shazam.
It'll be a Shazam movie. It won't be a Black Adam movie. I'm sorry. Oh. It'll be a Shazam solo movie in which he will play Black Adam.
And who plays Shazam in that movie?
Unannounced.
Yeah, I know. That's what I'm putting it
Vin
out
Diesel.
There. John Hamm.
He is Groot.
John Hamm.
That's actually not terrible. I was going to make fun of you.
Yeah,
that's not terrible.
I've actually seen other people say that he would be a good point. But I don't know. Is he?
John Hamm would have to bulk up.
Isn't big enough.
He's also not
to the Rock's Black Adam.
Yeah,
but he would bulk up. Didn't Shazam not a white guy?
No, Shazam is a kid.
Yeah, but he's not.
No,
I thought
Billy
he's not a
Batson's
white kid.
A kid.
Yeah, yes, and he becomes. No, he's.
He's
I mean,
a white
he's,
guy.
He's always been portrayed as.
Yeah,
he's always been portrayed as really an older version of Billy Batson. I mean, Black Adam definitely not a white guy. Black Adam is
he's
Egyptian.
Ancient Egyptian.
Yeah. But no, Shazam I think is a white guy.
Yeah, he definitely is.
Yeah.
Okay.
That'll be interesting. We'll see where it goes. It's really hard for me right now to be excited about
any DC movie
Yeah. I really feel bad. I feel like I should be excited about these things,
but
I'm wallowing in this cesspool of horseshit and I just can't deal with it. And let's talk about comic book movies just for a moment since we're talking about comic books.
Right. Sure.
This is my opinion. You guys may not agree. The audience may not agree. And if they don't, they can give us a call at the GVM line.
425-920-6050.
I'm getting sick and tired of the media. Not so much pop culture sites, but like the mainstream media. CNN, NPR.
I know what this is.
Right? Taking the box office results for Spider-Man 2 and saying that that equates to a U.S. audience having comic book movie fatigue. This has been a trend going on since Spider-Man 2 bombed in the box. Well, it didn't bomb. It did less than they wanted it to do. And it has been a continuing decline for Spider-Man movies, box office results-wise. I'm getting tired of that argument.
It's spider fatigue.
Because it's not even spider fatigue.
Shitty movie fatigue.
It's shitty movie fatigue. because Cap and Guardians... Yeah. are clearly very good indicators that argument holds no water. But they fail to mention that when they bring up the Spider-Man thing. And I heard it again on NPR like 2 days ago. They were talking about comic book movies. I forget what the segment was or what part of it
Guardians
was,
back on top. This
Guardians
week.
Back on top. But they were saying, well, Spider-Man 2 is a clear indication that U.S. audiences... They're ready to move on from comic book movies. And I'm like, you're fucking retarded. Mm-hmm. They're ready to move on from shitty comic book movies.
Right.
Which has always been the case. We've consistently, U.S. audiences have not had an appetite for poor comic book movies.
Right.
That's nothing new. And Spider-Man, unfortunately, is just that trend continuing.
Yep.
But Guardians, again, is the perfect indicator that...
Between Guardians and Cap.
I mean, clearly... Things are okay.
Right.
In the comic movie, as long as the movies are okay. So, I just want to say that.
And that's OG's perspective.
That's it. That's
ladies
right.
and gentlemen.
The Tick. Did you read about this earlier?
Yeah, I only half believe this.
Well, it's yet to be officially confirmed.
Right.
But apparently, Amazon is in talks to revive The Tick.
Latino Review?
Exactly.
No, not Latino Review.
It went to a bunch of different outlets. Yeah.
Is this just as feasible as the Wire remastered rumor? Is that?
I don't know. What was the Wired remastered? Was it bringing the Wire back?
Yeah, bringing the Wire back in HD remastered.
No. This is a new series.
This is a new series, but Patrick Warburton would be the Tick again, would be reprising his role. Is it possible? Yes. Does it make sense? No. No offense to the live-action Tick series, but it really wasn't that good.
No, it wasn't.
Honestly, like, and I liked the cartoon. The
cartoon is amazing.
Right? Like the cartoon, I don't think that the series was really that good. And on top of that, I don't see Amazon making an investment in something that was not critically welcomed by everybody. A lot of people liked it, but a lot of people did not. A lot of people are excited at the prospect of it coming back, but I don't see Amazon taking that chance. It doesn't make sense to me. If it happens, I guess cool, but I don't see that. I don't see it happening.
They could have also just been in talks and that leaked.
They could.
You know what I mean? They talked to a guy one time and someone saw the schedule at the meeting and leaked that.
Yeah. Maybe.
Who knows?
Other shows coming back to TV.
Samurai Jack. Please say Samurai Jack.
No, but I like Samurai Jack.
They need to make that into a movie. They need to do a live action movie of Samurai Jack.
Was that the same team that did Powerpuff Girls?
It was Genndy Tartakovsky, yes.
It was, right?
Clone Wars.
Yeah.
And the non-canon Clone Wars.
Yeah.
Oh, right. I was about to say they're all non-canon. No, they're not.
Nope, we'll talk about that later. The Greatest American Hero.
Yeah.
Coming back to TV.
Mm-hmm.
Now, my initial reaction to this was, really? Do we need The Greatest American? But then I was like, oh, Phil Lord is attached to it.
Yeah, all the guys that did the Lego movie.
Yeah, and I like, clearly, the Lego movie was outstanding.
Sure.
And I like Clone High.
Right. And you like what high?
Clone High.
Was that
an animated show they've done too.
Okay, that's right. Yes. Mm-hmm. So I guess you can bring it back. That show is really weird. Like, I have fond memories of that show, but going back watching it, it's one of those
awful.
Like, ooh, wow, that
does not stand the test of time.
And I can't imagine them bringing it back and trying to take it serious. It would almost have to come back and be a spoof of itself, and I don't know that would work.
Well, isn't that why you hired those writers?
Yeah, it comes back as a comedy. I don't know that right, it comes but, back as a spoof.
But
of
does
itself.
That work is where I'm going.
In this day and age, it only has to work for 6 weeks.
They had Cloudy with a Chance of Meatballs work as a movie somehow.
Twice.
Those are the same people.
Two movies.
Lego.
I actually
and
liked,
Lego as a movie.
But
so
Lego.
If I would hire anyone to comedically. Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh,
you've seen
if,
it, right?
If I had to hire anyone to comedically adapt something into what could actually be beloved by a lot of people, I would pick those guys.
Yeah, I agree.
Absolutely. But the Lego movie, once you're actually done watching the Lego movie, actually had a really good, kind of serious story to tell.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah. I guess.
Exactly.
I don't know.
Exactly.
Maybe,
thank
maybe
you for making my point.
Anytime. Dax Shepard.
Who cares?
Is going to be writing, directing, and starring in.
Oh, boy.
They're taking it serious. Chips movie.
And Dax Shepard is dead.
All right, now here's...
And we're supposed to take it seriously.
Now, here's the thing.
I like him in... He's Parenthood, right? He's in Parenthood.
He is.
And, I like him a lot in that show.
And,
I'm going to say that.
And Idiocracy. I loved him in Idiocracy.
Yeah,
I actually really like Idiocracy. I think it's a very underrated movie.
Yeah.
So I'm okay with Dax Shepard.
Yep.
I don't know how I feel about Chips.
Yeah.
Kind of feel like maybe that's the losing
and we're gonna
component
take it,
of
and
these
And we're
going
to take it seriously, I think, is the best part.
So there's that. I don't, do we need a Chips?
No.
No?
No. Chips.
Aardman. Wallace and Gromit.
Uh-huh.
Chicken Run.
Uh-huh.
Shaun the Sheep. Are you familiar with Shaun the Sheep?
I am.
Are you familiar with Shaun the Sheep?
A little bit.
So they're doing a Shaun the Sheep movie coming out in 2015. The first trailer just hit. I'm excited at anything that Aardman touches, to be honest with you.
And it's great to see that they're bouncing back after the fire that destroyed, 90% of all their stuff?
Yeah, they lost, right, almost everything, right?
Almost, yeah.
But it's interesting because with the later seasons of Shaun the Sheep, they started getting away from actual claymation. It was more 3D rendering to look like claymation. And I think that's probably what the movie is as well, based on what I saw in the trailer. I could be wrong on that, but I mean, my point in that is that it's probably easier to bounce back going in that direction versus doing the actual claymation stuff. They don't need as much.
As long as the fire doesn't burn up their computers.
Offsite backup.
Or their computers don't steal themselves.
Yeah, exactly.
Anything that Aardman touches, I'm excited about. I like Wallace and Gromit. I love Chicken Run. I still watch Shaun the Sheep on occasion because my son likes it. So
convenient.
Anything that they touch is good to me. The last thing that I had, another reboot that I don't think we need, Underworld.
Really?
Why? I don't know.
Why?
I liked the first one.
So did I.
Yeah.
There were three or there were four. I liked the first one.
I think there are fans of the series would tell you there are only three.
Because the fourth one was kind of like a prequel.
There are Rise of the Lycans.
That's what they would tell you.
Yeah. I liked the first one. The second one was okay. I don't think I saw the third and fourth.
Good choice.
So it really was kind of their attempt at bringing Vampire the Masquerade into movies without calling it Vampire the Masquerade. But that all being said, I liked it. I liked Kate Beckinsale.
Right?
I thought she did a
breakthrough for her. Yeah. For her.
So, but I don't think that we need it to be rebooted.
It's almost like how much we don't need another Resident Evil movie.
But we're getting one.
I
hear that we might be getting another Blade movie, and that Wesley Snipes wants to be in it.
I'm not going to lie to you. I would like another Blade movie.
With Wesley Snipes?
I would be okay with another. Maybe with Wesley Snipes? I don't know. But I want.
Maybe
I want,
if Guillermo del Toro directs.
Honestly, I want, like, the TV series is not well budgeted, but, like, I like that story. Like, that took itself seriously. It's way better than True Blood, which I am not caught up on, so don't talk to me about the ending of it.
Okay.
It ended.
So, in that regard, I would be rather than see another Blade movie and possible movie franchise, I'd rather see Blade be the one of the next titles in the Netflix Marvel franchise. That I might be okay with.
That would be kind of cool,
right? That might be okay.
Also starring Wesley Snipes.
I'd be fine with that.
Bring him back into the cinematic universe.
Let him
pay on Netflix.
Let him pay his taxes.
That's right.
But do you think they can pull in space and vampires at the same time and still be believable and have Iron Man? I don't think they can do that yet.
I think they can.
Absolutely.
I think they need another phase.
I think
when they phase Iron Man out, they can do it.
The TV phase.
I think that once they've established a raccoon with a machine gun, they can do anything. I think that's
and talking tree. Space duck.
Talking
space duck.
I think. Did you see the Funko Pop that's now coming out for that Howard the Duck? But no, seriously, I think Marvel has pretty much.
By the way, that was originally going to be Stan Lee, and they wouldn't let him do that as a cameo.
Oh really?
It was going to be Stan Lee flipping him off in the collector's.
That would have been kind of funny.
Yeah. You should have did the voice.
I think they kind of can do anything they want. To be honest with you.
Yeah, I just think pacing is.
And I think that Blade isn't. First of all, Blade, in my personal opinion, is one of the movies that I actually hold responsible for giving us the comic book movies that we have now.
Yeah, because
I think that really helped start it out or kick it off. If it didn't, was it before the first X-Men? It was, wasn't it? The first Blade? Yeah,
I think it was 98.
Yeah, so Blade, I think, is partially responsible for where we are now.
Also responsible for hyper-articulated action figures.
Very much responsible for that.
Yep.
That was a great figure, though.
It was.
He came on the bike, right? That was a deluxe figure, wasn't it?
No. It's a single blister. Him, Whistler, but he had so much articulation.
Yeah, but didn't he come on the bike?
No bike.
Oh, I'm thinking of the Legends one that they did years later on the bike.
Right.
Yes, no, you're right.
The one from the movie.
The one
from
the movie.
Whistler and whoever the bad guy was. But the bad guy and Whistler had like normal-ish articulation for the time. And he had articulation in the feet.
Right.
I mean, it was unbelievable how much articulation that figure had.
But I wonder who owns... Does Disney own Blade? Who owns Blade?
I suspect they own Blade.
I don't remember. I have a chart of all the properties.
Well, I'm so I assume that whoever had it previously,
maybe it reverted.
It probably reverted at this point. I don't know. I honestly don't recall. But
you'll find out when he pops up in the Fantastic Four movie.
Yeah.
Oh God.
Oh yeah. Please no.
Why are they making two Jungle Book movies? Do we really need two Jungle Book movies?
No. Do we need any Jungle Book movies?
15 years. 15. Way longer than 15 years.
It's open. What you call it? I think that's why.
Well, Disney's doing one.
First of all, don't call any movie, don't put Origins in the title.
Right.
No one wants to see that. So stop calling it Origins.
Yeah, because Wolverine won't ruin that.
And apparently they're actually killing Wolverine. Did you read that
too? Yes. Yeah, that actually started today.
That they're actually going to stay dead?
No.
That's what they said.
Yeah. Yeah, well, of course.
Yep. Just like Colossus stayed dead.
Uh-huh.
Just like Nightcrawler stayed dead.
Are we just going to go down the list?
Yeah, exactly.
I get it. There's a reason why they call it comic book death. I'm very aware. Yeah. I'm just saying.
No, it's
I just want to share the lies with you.
Captain Marvel.
I'm sure that he will stay dead.
Or Bucky.
For now.
For at least 12 months, perhaps longer.
Or
I can't imagine a character.
Batman's back.
I can't imagine a character that could quite possibly be the highest grossing Marvel comic book character. And I say that because he's in so many fucking books as an important character. Clearly that revenue stream should be cut off forever. Like, it just doesn't make sense. I can't imagine.
There's going to be a Wolverine number one.
Well, they're bumping up it. Well, and it'll be huge. No, they're going to bump Dakin up.
Yeah, okay.
His son.
They're not going to kill off Wolverine forever.
I know they're not.
I would have a lot of respect if they did it.
It's just not going to happen.
I just don't think it's going to happen.
Probably not.
I just don't think. They've killed off so many characters that were going to stay dead forever when they killed them.
Yep.
And they're all back.
Mutant Massacre.
So.
Scourge's victims.
Did you know that Guy Ritchie is doing a King Arthur movie?
I think I heard something.
That sounds fucking awesome.
And so he actually has his.
Are they doing a Guy Ritchie like
slow motion
like Sherlock Holmes?
Yeah,
are they
probably.
Doing it like Kiss Kiss Bang Bang. That's not what I meant.
Charlie Hunnam.
Kiss Bang Bang barrels. That was Shane Black. My.
Oh wait a minute. Hold on. Can I interrupt you for a second? Yes. What was the difference between the two styles in those movies?
They were different.
They were not.
Yeah, they were.
They were not different.
Which two movies were different?
Lock, Stock, and Two Smoking Barrels or
Sherlock
Snatch
Holmes?
Or Snatch or Sherlock Holmes?
You're saying the style was different in those three movies?
Yes.
You're out of your mind. They are stylistically, they are exactly the same. That's his
style.
There
are, I think there are some similarities, especially to Lock, Stock, and Sherlock.
There are absolute... Sherlock? Oh, yeah, sorry.
Yeah.
Yes.
Sherlock?
They're absolutely way closer, but Snatch and... Rock and Roller or not?
No way. They absolutely are.
I understand.
They're all cut from the same cloth.
I understand the similarities in the director, but they're not the same
style?
They're not.
They absolutely are.
No, they're not.
They're not the same style as in Wes Anderson. All of his movies are the same.
Correct.
Style.
Correct. That's what I'm saying.
That's what I'm saying. They are exactly
I'm saying that you can get closer to one and closer to the other, as in they're not identical. Wes Anderson, every movie is identical.
Yeah. I mean, I like Wes Anderson.
Yeah, I'm not insulting him, too.
And I also like Guy Ritchie.
Like that SNL sketch about...
Yeah, that
was fucking hilarious.
I like Guy Ritchie movies because of his style.
No, I get it, but I think Sherlock Holmes is more toned down than the others, is what I'm saying. It was smoother and more Hollywood.
What?
Absolutely.
Oh, my God.
Well, Charlie Hunnam, who you may know from Sons of Anarchy and Pacific Rim, has been cast as King Arthur in that Guy Ritchie
film. Yeah, I know that is.
Yeah. Do you actually know who it is?
Yeah, I know the guy who was in... There's
Pacific
actually,
Rim.
Actually,
he's the lead in Pacific Rim?
Yeah. There's actually two people who were in Sons of Anarchy and Pacific Rim. His father is also in the...
Oh, is he really? Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. That was... that's what's his name?
Yep.
So there you go.
The guy Hellboy. Plays Hellboy, yeah.
Ron Perlman.
Ron Perlman. Yeah. Oh, yes, right. That's all I have for news this week. Do you guys have anything else?
So with that, OG... I will bring this episode.
No.
Oh. Well, how about we take a break?
That sounds like a plan.
So we'll be right back with episode...
343.
Never Say Neverland.
Ahoy, ahoy, and welcome to Game Stuff. I'm your host, Coke Logic. The latest entry into one of the biggest money-making video games in history is out now, with The Sims 4. That's right, the game that you might be hearing about for the first time right now came out on Tuesday. Almost zero advertising. Which one might say, dude, it's The Sims, it sells itself. Which is partially true, but you need to know if a product exists if you desire to purchase it. The Sims 4 is out now for PC. Not only is Saints Row 4 coming to the Xbox One and PlayStation 4 with the Re-Elected Edition, but there's also a newly announced standalone DLC episode called Gad Out of Hell. It's more Saints Row, but in hell. If you're not burned out on the Saints Row series, both Saints Row 4 Re-Elected Edition and Gad Out of Hell will be released on PlayStation 4 and Xbox One on January 27th, 2015. Minecraft is being released on yet another platform, this time the Xbox One. Minecraft will be available this Friday, September 5th for $20, or a mere $5 if you're upgrading from the Xbox 360 version. The PlayStation 4 exclusive Bloodborne has a release date of February 5th in Japan. While the US does not have a release date, it would make sense that Bloodborne will be released the previous Tuesday on February 3rd, so let's just hope that's the case. Mighty No. 9 has a playable demo, and you can play it right now if you pledged $80 on Kickstarter. Since you didn't do that, just search for a video on YouTube and check out the gameplay. And finally, because it's completely unavoidable, Destiny comes out this Tuesday, September 9th. It's the first big game of the next generation, and I expect you'll be hearing a lot more about it. This is Coke Logic signing off for Game Stuff.
Hey, there's a great shop that just opened in the New Jersey area. I guess it's actually in New Jersey. It's in Chatham, New Jersey, 228 Main Street. It's called Satellite Comics and Games. They're a brand new shop in the area, and if you're in the area, you should definitely stop by and check them out. They got all kinds of board games, card gaming supplies, that kind of thing. They also have comics, of course, big comic book store. They have brand new comics every Wednesday. They got a lot of back issues as well that they have over there for sale. You can definitely check them out. It's a great place to stop in, chat up the owner about comics and games that you enjoy, and I'm sure she will help you get them. What else should we say about Satellite Comics and Games?
Where you can find them?
I said it. I said 228 Main Street in Chatham, New Jersey.
Do they have a website, a Facebook page?
They're on the Facebook. You can look them up there. You can give them a call at 973-507-9656. And they're open Monday, Wednesday, Thursday, and Saturday from 11 to 9.
There you go.
Did you get all that? Now, Tuesday, they're open from 11 to 7 because I think that's when they're putting out the new books on Tuesday night for Wednesday. And then on Sunday, they're open from 11 to 5. They also got some great collectibles in there. They got some antique ray guns that they're selling as well. You know, like, you know, kid toy ray guns.
Sure.
Not actual ray guns because that would be awesome.
That'd be illegal.
If they had actual ray guns, that would be amazing.
Okay.
They also have some back issues.
But illegal, probably.
Probably.
Sorry, I didn't mean back issues.
The right to bear space arms.
They have some trade paperbacks as well, a lot of those as well. Brand new store. Go in, tell them what you dig. If you're local to the area, this could be your shop. And don't forget how much we've been pushing you know, your participation in the local shops. And this shop, Satellite Comics and Games, is no different. Definitely check it out over there in Chatham, New Jersey. 228 Main Street, the number 973-507-9656, and we wish them the best of luck.
Absolutely. Let's move forward to comic books.
Yes.
Oh, actually, no, let's not move over to comic books. Let's quickly talk about New York Comic Con.
All right.
Booth 127.
Yay, booth 127.
Wait, I thought it was 126.
So we're not in the block, but we're like on the other side of the tracks.
I thought we were was in 126?
No, 127.
Oh, okay.
So like,
are we against the wall?
I think we're, well, row 100, I believe, is against the wall.
Oh, yes.
I don't know what side of the thing we're on yet.
Right.
But so for example, the Benny section of the block, the collective.
The collective.
Is, I think they're 280. So we're like a row and a bit over from them. So technically, New York Comic Con does not have us listed as part of the block. We're on the outskirts of the block.
Right. We're in the suburbs.
That's right. We're in the suburbs of the block. So it'll be easy for you to come and check us out if you're
here. Yes. Are you saying we're around the block?
We are around the block.
J-Lo.
Ew. We will have some awesome exclusives this year. Of course, we did announce the first one a couple weeks back from Rich Page. We've got some other ones that...
Dicky.
I'm hesitant to confirm because I don't actually have them
yet. That makes Dicky sense. Page.
But, we're working on some awesome ones.
Hold on. Can they... Is like Umi Toys have a website? They do, right?
UmiToys.blogspot.com.
Okay. You need to go check them out. Does
I know.
Does Dicky Page do anything else?
No. T-shirts? I want the Geek Walk shirt.
But so do I.
And the Scamwave
in color.
Shirt is awesome. Yeah.
I want the Geek Walk shirt in color. Dickie, you need those in humongous if you're listening to this program.
Yeah, I hear a good website where you can actually buy those shirts.
Stop it.
In advance.
So, well, we're going to talk about...
If you're concerned about a size of some kind.
We're going
kind of
to talk
of
about
any
that
kind of person or
later,
body type.
Later, not now. We're talking about Dickie Page, Umi Toys. He does nothing... But dude, I'm friends with Dickie Page on the Facebook, and all he does is make his toys and do sketches and make his t-shirts out of his designs. And so, and it just seems like, and then on top of that, he's got these other little side projects.
Oh, yeah, man.
Like the Wookiee costume and all this other stuff that he's been working
on. He's a busy boy.
Holy shit.
He just has a new release today, I think. The, I can't think of the name, the little hot dog.
Yeah.
Which is awesome. Just came out today. Yeah, he's got some great stuff coming.
I need a Jawa also, Dickie Page.
I think he's bringing some Jawas.
I know. I just saw that, and I was like, God damn it.
Yep.
I think is he part of the collective?
I think you... No, he actually does not have a booth.
Oh, so he'll be with us.
He will be with us for some time. He will be backpacking it for some time. He might be over at Tenacious
listen,
for a bit.
Listen,
because he's got Page, exclusives at a bunch of different booths, so I think he's going
to
be...
Oh, I see. I was going to say, Dickie Page does not need to backpack it.
I think he wants to backpack it. Well, that's like the cool thing to do now.
Well, yeah, if you're the suck lord, yeah. You know,
a lot of guys are doing it. All right, just saying. So we have some awesome prints coming.
According to rumor.
Well, yes.
You don't have them yet.
I don't have them yet. I think I'll have them soon. But 127 is the booth.
Yes.
Definitely come and check it out. Thank you again to everybody that contributed to that.
Yes.
Although, we do have another event that we're going to be at in a couple of months, but we can't talk about it yet. So that's your tease. But we will be there.
We do?
We do.
What is it? Why don't I know about it?
Because I just found out about it like a couple hours ago. So I'll share it with you. But you'll be there. Believe me.
Not to mention that other event.
There's other events, yeah. And since
the numerical event
bought up the t-shirts, yes, we still need 7 pre-orders.
Yes,
in order to lock it in, and I would love to. I would love to get those.
Come on, 7 of you, get a t-shirt.
Thank you to the 13 that did it already.
Right.
Of course,
we didn't promote it a lot last week. That's
and why. I've been promoting it like hell online. So,
right.
So please, if you're interested, you know, if you don't want to do PayPal, I know some people are concerned about PayPal. You don't have to do PayPal. You can send me a check, and that's fine too. I don't care.
Is PayPal like the devil?
Some people don't like PayPal. Believe me, I don't like PayPal. I just kind of feel like it's a necessary evil.
It's a pretty good way to go.
Yeah,
I understand if you hack. if you hack,
don't PayPal, even joke.
You can get some naked pictures of some celebrities.
Someone's gonna hack our PayPal account, and I'm blaming you. I'm just saying.
Not our PayPal account. I'm just saying PayPal.
Anyway. So that's New York Comic Con. We'll have more news as we move forward, but that's pretty exciting. Let's move on to some comic book things. Wolverine, we mentioned that, right?
Yes.
In the first. Did we actually mention, was that during the break that we talked about that? I don't think we actually mentioned
that. No, we talked
about
Wolverine.
Oh, we did? Okay, good.
I think we did.
Are we sure? I feel like that was during
the
break.
We definitely talked about it.
Okay. So in case we didn't, and I'm just having an aneurysm.
A moment.
Death of Wolverine started this week.
Yes.
Arrow 2.5, number one. Came out this week. This is the digital mid-season Arrow series. Mark Guggenheim is writing it. Mm-hmm. So the writers of the show continuing it. It is in canon. And there is a knock/joke/poke-fun at the boxing glove Arrow. So I don't know how to feel about that. I was a little hurt at first.
That's pretty funny.
A little hurt at first.
Why?
At first I hurt emotionally. But then I was like, all right, I'm okay with it. And I find it hilarious. Spoiler alert, if you haven't read it yet, that he continues to call Roy Speedy and Roy fucking hates him for it. I find that very funny. So clearly that means they're not going to give him the Arsenal designation until the show actually happens,
right.
Which makes absolute and complete sense.
This was also a lenticular cover week for DC.
Yes.
So a lot of their books that came out this week had the lenticular.
Yeah, because it was the end of Future Evil. I think that
something,
big storyline was wrapping up this week. So
and Marvel has announced their next great crossover,
which is
let's take Onslaught and mix him with the Red Skull, and that's how we can get another Avengers X-Men crossover extravaganza called Axis,
right? Where they bring Wolverine back.
Yeah, I don't know.
Just guessing.
But that will also usher in the era of
what?
The new Captain America.
Oh, that's right.
The new Captain America is...
Falcon. That's right.
What is his name? I always forget his last name. But yeah, he's the new Captain America. He's not giving up the wings, but he is donning a red, white, and blue suit.
But it's not red, white, and blue. Isn't it black?
No.
Red and white?
Red, white, and blue.
I thought it was red, white, and black.
No, sir. Okay. Red, white, and blue. And he will have the shield.
Yes.
But he will also have wings, but he will have the shield.
That's interesting.
No, it's not. It's terrible.
How is he going to...
Exactly.
Trying to work out the aerodynamics.
It's like one of those great Falcon with the he's got his arms up and the giant wings, and the shield is just awkwardly on one arm.
Yeah, that
the promo art is. I'm beside myself because this seems like the same shit that they're pulling on Cap that they did on Daredevil that made me stop reading.
I hope he surfs on the shield. I hope he's gliding with the wings out, but he's standing on the shield like surfing.
Yeah, that's down what, to that's ground what it'll to, be.
Please no.
It's also, and to no one's great surprise, will be a number one.
Of course.
You know,
because we haven't had enough of those.
And there's another book Captain America. I think it's Captain America and the Mighty Avengers right. or
now,
something.
Now, Steve Rogers is not dead, by
no,
the way.
No, he's old.
He's just lost his powers.
Yes.
He's had the serum removed from him.
Or
again.
Something.
All right, let's move forward. That's just nonsense. it's just bullshit.
It's comic books. This is what we talk about on the show.
But I can't. It
One
hurts
of the things.
My head. It hurts my head. And I'd rather talk about that.
Really?
I would.
Well, I picked this up today.
I did
I
as well.
It came out yesterday.
It did. I picked up the digital
version of this. I see.
Because I read on a tablet. But the hardcover did come out this week.
This is Star Wars A New Dawn by John Jackson Miller. This is the first in a series of new books that are actually in canon.
But the foreword by Dave Filoni, which is actually very good. Yeah, so the first book in canon. I did start reading it. I probably read the first 20, 25 pages. And I got to say, I liked it.
This is establishing the Rebels cartoon.
It is establishing the Rebels cartoon.
So this is...
And it establishes very, at least in the first handful of pages, it establishes... what's his name? Kanan?
Oh, yeah. Kanan, yeah.
Yeah. Very nicely.
Kanan Jarrus.
Yes. Yes, that's his Jedi designation.
Oh, is it?
Yes.
Oh, I see. Let me give you a little flavor text. Ever since the Jedi were marked for death and forced to flee Coruscant, Kanan Jarrus has devoted himself to staying alive rather than serving the Force. Wandering the galaxy alone from one anonymous job to another, he avoids trouble, especially with the Empire, at all costs. So when he discovers a deadly conflict brewing between ruthless Imperial forces and desperate revolutionaries, he's not about to get caught in the crossfire. Then, the brutal death of a friend at the Empire's hands forces the ex-Jedi to make a choice. Bow down to fear, or stand up and fight.
I liked it.
But Jarrus won't be fighting alone. Unlikely allies, including a bomb-throwing radical, a former Imperial surveillance agent, a vengeful security officer, and the mysterious Hera Syndulla, an agent provocateur with motives of her own.
Raccoon that talks.
No.
A houseplant
Stop,
slash muscle.
Two sentences left. Team up with Jarrus to challenge the Empire. As a crisis of apocalyptic
An assassin with a heart of gold.
Unfolds on the planet Gorse, they must stand together against one of the Empire's most fearsome enforcers or for the sake of a world and its people.
And their All Serenity right. class vessel.
That's right.
That's right. All it right. is. So, it is no doubt in my mind anymore.
You are reading that with a bit of...
Flair.
Sarcasm.
Panache.
And disdain.
Malaise.
Not at all. Not at all.
Malaise.
Your reading of that?
I'm yucking it up for funny's sake.
Okay, so the way I took that was that you are not excited about the book.
I absolutely
Which is confusing
am.
To me because I know that you're excited
I
about
am.
The show.
Of course I am. Okay. I'm excited about the book also.
Honestly, I've made a conscientious decision to now try to read anything that is in canon. Right? So that will include...
So you're staying up to date.
Right. But so that will include this, the Tarkin book when it comes out. And, you know, even if I don't necessarily, like, I don't know that I'm too, I'm like kind of jazzed about Tarkin, but sort of, but I will read it because I want to read canon.
Yeah.
And so to me, this is just the first of that. I'm really excited about the show.
So am I.
Anything that we can learn about the characters. I think it's interesting because the show has to take into account that people have not read the book, right?
So there's going to be a lot of exposition in the first movie.
Right. Yeah. So there's going to be a lot of stuff that they're going to have to rehash, I'm guessing. Yes. In
so
that
is this just a novelization
special.
Of the movie?
No, it is not.
Because the kid isn't in it. Ezra is not in this book.
I think it's a prequel.
It is.
To the show.
Yes.
So I think what it's going to do is it's going to flesh out a lot of stuff that the show doesn't necessarily have to touch on. But
so
maybe if you're interested in it, you could read the book.
The bulk of characters in the show are already together, and what the show sets upon is them bringing Ezra, the kid, who's I presume he's Force sensitive. They bring him on. It's kind of like
little Mandalore girl.
Yeah, this group. No,
She's part of the group already.
She is.
Oh, I didn't think
she's
she was.
The bomb wielding radical.
Okay,
and that we just mentioned.
Okay,
with the Mando helmet on. Yeah, that's who I think she is. I think they're all together. They're a team. They've been working together when the series starts. I think this book establishes that team.
Do you think like the last page is literally right before the series starts?
It could be.
There might be a little bit of overlap. Yeah. I wouldn't be surprised if there was a little bit of overlap.
No, I think there would have to be a little bit
without
more time,
spoiling yeah. too much or
right.
anything. Maybe a little bit. I mean, the book, at least the first chapter of the book, Kanan is young. Like
right.
really young. Like youngling young.
So right. it's like
so
backstory.
Yeah, I think it's going to. Now, granted, I don't know. I'm assuming there's a jump.
Yeah.
After the first chapter.
Right.
Right. But it's good. I mean, I liked where, how it was setting it up.
Right.
I'm interested, you know, I'm excited to finish it. I'm excited for the show. Hopefully I can finish it before the show debuts in a month. So
it's this month and it's like,
I thought it was October.
No,
is it September?
It's September.
Oh, okay.
It's the first movie is September something.
Yeah, but then there's a gap before the show starts.
Yeah. It's like
a 1 week
gap
or a 2 week
yeah,
gap.
I think it's a 2 week gap. Okay.
A well, 1 week gap would not be a gap.
And it, what do you mean?
A it 1 week just be gap airing.
If it was
if it were a week
a
apart.
1 week gap, it would be it would air. There would be a week, and then there would be an episode.
So that's 2 weeks.
That would be 1 week gap.
2 weeks.
No, that would be a 1 week gap.
Moving on.
Semantics.
A New Dawn out this week by John Jackson Miller.
Yeah, Star Wars: A New Dawn.
Get it in hardcover, Moby EPUB, and your
that's right
bookstore, your local shop.
Yes.
Go to Amazon.BigKevsGeekStuff.com. And purchase it for your Kindle.
There you go.
And if you don't have a Kindle, go to Amazon.BigKevsGeekStuff.com and buy a fucking Kindle.
There you go. You can do that too.
That's funny.
And just that comment that not about the gap.
Yeah.
Mind the gap, not that. We were just making jokes earlier about how much this is like Serenity.
Yes.
It's more like Serenity than it is not like Serenity.
Okay.
Just so we can put that out there.
Fair
as
enough.
Well. Which I think is awesome.
Sure.
I just think it's great that they took a show that failed and Star Warsized it, and it's going to probably be really great.
I hope so. I'm looking forward to it. I'm looking forward to finishing the book. I'll try to give you a little update on the book as I read it each
That's
week.
That's cool. I still have to see that show.
Ooh, book reports.
You haven't seen that show?
No.
How have you not seen that show? Because
you failed him as a friend.
I had someone who promised me we'd watch it together. And
yeah,
would
and,
you like
and,
to borrow the Blu-rays? I'll give it to you
no,
before you leave.
I have no way to watch them.
Oh, okay.
Well, oh, no, you. I do. I guess Xbox One and... And
PS4.
You have Netflix. It's
yeah.
on Netflix.
Yeah. I'll
Watch
get,
it there.
I'll get to
you know why
it.
He hasn't seen it yet? Because you have failed him
well,
as a friend.
I'm a failure sometimes.
Sorry. I just
no.
It happens.
I had to put it out there.
I'm owning up to it. I'm sure that Agent Smith, 3 or 4 weeks from now, when he catches up with this episode,
uh-huh.
will point out all the various things that we've said wrong.
Sure.
I love him. By the way, I want him to know that I am totally okay with every criticism that he wings at us.
Right.
I think it's
Uh-oh.
Great.
Well, he's not going to know what to do with himself now that you're welcoming
him. No, but hold on. We should really promote his product.
He is part of some podcast or anime site or something.
Oh, I meant the product that he's doing for us.
The
Nitpicker's Guide to Big Kev's Geek Stuff.
The Nitpicker's Guide to Big Kev's Geek Stuff.
Also available in hardcover and
you know what?
Moby and EPUB.
I love that he uses the comment section on the website. I love that he participates in the show, and you know, his criticisms are sometimes valid and sometimes they're not, but it's all good. And we encourage everybody to hit us up via the GVM line.
425-920-6050.
Perhaps on the Twitter at GeekStuffOG.
ScapegoatGS.
BK GeekStuff.
Via the Facebook page, facebook.com/BKGeekStuff. Or via the website in the comment section. Hit us up. Tell us what you like, don't like. Leave a comment. Ask us a question.
Was there other things that we had to talk about? Is that why you're wrapping it up now?
No, the wrap-up music has been playing for a while now.
Oh, I
didn't
keep hear
it. Keep
it
low in the mix. I know you're going deaf because you're getting a little old, but it's been playing for at least a minute.
Wow, that's awesome. How much further down do I have to go until you start stomping on me instead of just kicking me?
Next week, I guess.
Yeah.
Last week it was fat jokes. It's old guy jokes.
Might not even get that far.
Next week it's, you know.
Hey, you made an old joke on yourself.
See, there you go.
that wasn't an old joke.
Yeah. Kudos. Anyway.
Just a dead joke.
Don't forget, you can check us out online each and every week over at BigKevsGeekStuff.com. I promise at some point in time we'll get the old episodes up there, the ones that had to be removed. But in the interim, all the new episodes are up there. Of course, you can check us out at New York Comic Con coming up in 1 month. In a couple of days.
Right.
At booth 127. Lots of exclusives. Lots more news to come as we progress. And I think that might be it.
Yeah, I think so.
So with that.
Oh, yes. OG, I will bring this episode of Big Kev's Geek Stuff to a close. The way we end all episodes by saying, good night, Jimmy Jameson, wherever you are.
And on that note, we cue the music.